Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book House of Sky and Breath, Crescent City Book 2, by Sarah J. Maas picks up where the explosive events of the first novel left off, immediately plunging readers back into the vibrant, tumultuous world of Crescent City. This urban fantasy epic is set in the bustling city of Lunathion, where mortals, fae, shifters, angels, and more coexist in uneasy alliance and constant intrigue. Maas delivers a blend of breathtaking action, intricate political machinations, and passionate romance that fans have come to expect. As the city grapples with a newfound fragility after recent tragedies, protagonist Bryce Quinlan and her allies navigate personal transformation, haunting secrets, and shifting allegiances. Readers are treated to Maas's trademark storytelling, rich with layered lore, witty banter, and emotional upheaval, making this installment a must-read for series followers and newcomers eager for imaginative world-building and high stakes. With lingering mysteries, unexpected alliances, and a fight for freedom at its heart, House of Sky and Breath offers an engrossing journey that explores love, loyalty, power, and sacrifice against a backdrop of escalating danger. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, expansion of the Crescent City world. In House of Sky and Breath, Sarah J. Maas takes significant strides in broadening the scope and depth of Crescent City's world. While the first book introduced Lunathion and its various houses, the sequel delves deeper into the politics, geography, and history that shape society. Maas reveals more about other cities, supernatural factions, and the various power structures at play. Through hints of ancient wars, legendary beings, and hidden technologies, readers gain a fuller appreciation for the complex relationships between the species that populate this universe. This expansion enhances the stakes as characters realize the consequences of their actions ripple far beyond Crescent City, drawing them into conflicts that threaten the existence of all. The immersive world-building not only delights returning fans, but also offers new layers of intrigue, making each revelation meaningful and electrifying. Secondly, character growth and development. House of Sky and Breath is, at its core, a story about transformation. Bryce Quinlan emerges from the harrowing events of the first book battered but awakened, determined not to let her trauma define her. Her evolution from a party girl to a formidable force for change is palpable throughout the novel, as she steps into her role as both a leader and a protector. Similarly, Hunt Athalar, the fallen angel, grapples with the pain of his past and his hopes for a different future. Maas skillfully weaves in the journeys of other secondary characters, giving them arcs brimming with internal conflict, surprising choices, and moments of vulnerability. Through their growth, the story tackles themes of forgiveness, purpose, and the ongoing struggle to chart one's destiny in the face of immense adversity. Thirdly, political intrigue and power plays. The backbone of House of Sky and Breath is its intricate web of political intrigue. The city is rife with tensions between houses, rebel factions vie for power, and old alliances fray under the threat of looming oppression. Maas crafts a tale where nobody can be trusted entirely. Secret deals abound, spies lurk in unexpected places, and lines between friend and foe blur as the story progresses. The protagonists must navigate betrayals, leverage shifting allegiances, and make moral compromises in their battle for justice. These political machinations serve both as dynamic plot drivers and as a lens through which to examine broader questions about freedom, governance, and resistance, making the book resonate beyond its fantasy trappings. Fourthly, romance and emotional complexity. True to Maas's oeuvre, romance pulses at the heart of House of Sky and Breath. The bond between Bryce and Hunt is tested by external threats and internal doubts alike, growing in nuance as each grapples with their traumas and ambitions. Rather than offering a simple love story, Maas explores the complexities of vulnerability, trust, and healing. The chemistry between the leads is palpable and satisfying for fans seeking emotional payoff, while secondary relationships, both romantic and platonic, showcase the many ways love can strengthen or endanger. Maas deftly navigates questions about loyalty, sacrifice, and the courage it takes to open oneself up to another person when the world itself feels unstable or hostile. Lastly, themes of rebellion and freedom, central to House of Sky and Breath, are the interconnected themes of rebellion and the fight for freedom. As characters confront increasingly oppressive forces, Moss explores the moral grayness of resistance. When is it justified to break the rules, and what are the costs? The insurgent movement depicted in the book is filled with both hope and peril, leading characters to make sacrifices both small and enormous in pursuit of a greater good. This theme is further underscored by the constant threat of surveillance, violence, and cruel retribution from those in power. Through these struggles, Moss highlights the resilience of the human and non-human spirit, the importance of collective action, and the ongoing necessity of speaking truth to power, even, especially, when the outcome is uncertain. In conclusion, House of Sky and Breath is best suited for mature readers and fans of complex, character-driven fantasy who crave both breathtaking action and deep emotional resonance. If you're someone who enjoys intricate world-building, evocative mythologies, and morally nuanced storytelling, this book will undoubtedly capture your imagination. Readers who appreciated Sarah J. Maas's earlier works, particularly The Crescent City and A Court of Thorns and Roses series, will find this installment satisfying and essential for understanding the evolving fate of their beloved characters. This novel's greatest strength lies in its skillful balance between heart-pounding adventure and intimate personal journeys. Moss does not shy away from the consequences of violence or the burden of leadership, offering relatable struggles for anyone facing change, loss, or uncertainty in their own lives. The romance woven throughout provides moments of tenderness and hope, while the broader themes of freedom, rebellion, and found family inspire readers to reflect on their own values and choices. Choosing House of Sky and Breath over other fantasy titles means selecting a story with emotional depth and a grand interconnected universe that rewards attention to detail. The book stands out thanks to Moss's engaging prose, the layered complexity of her world, and her commitment to character growth even as the stakes escalate. With as many questions answered as are raised, this second installment sets the stage for more adventures, leaving you eager for the next journey and cementing its place as a cornerstone for modern urban fantasy enthusiasts. If you would like to support Sarah J. Maas, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.